Right.
Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica.
300.
Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I have the zip code associated with the account you're calling about today?
Yeah, 19518.
Thank you, sir. You said 19518?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. May I have your first and last name?
William Housel.
I'm sorry, sir?
William Housel.
Thank you, sir. Let's see here. All right. Do you know a Maureen Housel?
Yes, my wife.
Okay. Could you please verify your shipping address for me?
Well, can I ask you a question? Who are you? There's a charge on our card that neither Maureen or I are aware of. So who are you?
Well, I work for a customer service call center that offers customer service to about 400 different companies. That's why I'm asking you these questions so that I can be sure that I'm having the right, pulling up the right account.
Okay, all right.
Please bear.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
42 Random Road, Douglasville, Pennsylvania, 19518.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. I see that on April the 10th, there was an order for the Elevair Skin Cream line. It is all natural. It does help reduce fine lines and wrinkles. How can I help you today?
Well, she's not aware of that order. We did not order that. I don't know if that's been shipped or not, but don't ship it, and please cancel and return our money.
Yes, sir. So she doesn't remember paying $6.70 and the $7.45 for a 14-day trial of this product? On April the 10th?
No. I mean, but the charge is not 90.
Yes, sir, I do understand. It was a 14-day trial, and after the 14-day trial, if no one called in to cancel, the card on file was charged the end of trial fee, and those are the $91.89 and the $92.90. And you're saying that she didn't order the first part of the trial either, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna. Is there anybody in your house that could have ordered this?
No. It's just the two of us.
Okay. Well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna send you to our fraud specialist. And they'll be able to help you out further.
Well, I want the money, returned.
That's why I'm sending you to our fraud specialist, sir. If it's fraud, it needs to be handled by them, so just bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going through and canceling the account for you.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Yes, sir. Just hang tight with me. Excuse me.
No problem.
Okay. So I am sending you to one of our fraud specialists right now. I do appreciate your patience. Your account is canceled. And the cancellation number is C as in Charlie 15681.
C15681.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you've canceled the account, so I just need to talk to them about the money.
Yes, sir. So just bear with me.
Hey, let me mention to you, actually, as I look back, she may have went for the, you know, the free trial, but didn't realize about the, you know, that to me, what should be illegal, that it's automatically, you know, I wonder how many people miss this and get fooled into, you know, these charges.
Okay, sir. Well, we do offer our terms and conditions when you do have to process your payment. We do, again, have a website, a link website, where it does tell you everything that will happen and the prices that will be charged in the future. As far as a refund goes, since your wife is saying that she did purchase it, those are valid charges. And at this point, there's nothing I can do about a refund.
Well, who can? Who can I talk to? I need to speak to a manager or somebody.
Our managers will tell you the exact same thing. If it's fraud, that's completely different. But if it was a valid purchase, as you just said, then, and your wife said she bought it, my managers will tell you the exact same thing that I just told you.
What a practice. I mean, how many of these calls do you get a day? And how many folks do get ripped off, which is this is what this is. I mean, you might say it's in some small print somewhere or whatever that it's, but it's a gimmick, and we know that. I believe I'm going to have my credit card company, you know, go after this and get those charges canceled. That's perfectly okay, sir.
Everybody in the U.S. has the right to dispute their charges that they feel are unnecessary or illegal. However, we do have terms and conditions. And our tracking number proving that it was delivered to your house.
How did she find those terms and conditions?
Because
checking
when
a box on the computer?
Yes, sir. When you make your payment, there is a link to our website that has all the information. And then you process your payment. You have to do it before you process your payment. And if you do dispute it, there is a chance that you will not be eligible at all for a refund because your bank will find that it is a valid charge. Now, as a customer courtesy, I can do a 35% refund, but that's about where that will end, I do believe.
Again, it's just, it should be illegal. I'd love to see what the forms look like and where it was noticed.
I can give you the website. I'll be more than happy to give you the website.
Yeah. How prominent is it noted that it's, you know, not, you know, I mean, they're going to charge you full price in 2 weeks if it's not canceled.
Just like any other subscription, sir, where it says there is a 7-day trial. After this, you will be charged this amount with, like, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Panera Bread, McDonald's, things of that nature. It's in the fine print. But we do provide a link where there's a whole website, and I can give you that website where you can see where you can most definitely see the terms and conditions.
Okay. Well, how much money is the 35% come to? And plus, I mean, has this been shipped?
Let's see here. Let me check the tracking.
Those two charges on the computer, you ordered free sample.
Yes. No, sir, it was not free. It was not free. The shipping and handling, and then it was a 14-day trial. After the 14-day trial, as I explained earlier, there was the end of trial fee if no one called in and canceled. So the charges you're seeing are for the products that were received on
April 15th. What are the two different charges, super strength and slender
one is
trim?
One is for our the face moisturizer, and one is for the serum.
Yeah. Can you do anything better than 35%? Because we really feel like we were taken advantage of here. I mean, you can have the product. We don't, you know, if we haven't received it, if you're able to cancel it or stop it or.
Let me talk to my supervisor and see if there's anything else I can do aside from the 35%, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Cleansing cream and serum, $200, $180 worth. It wasn't a free sample. You paid shipping and handling and then, I don't know.
Okay, sir. I just spoke with my supervisor, and I can do a 50% refund on these two charges.
Okay. I mean, I feel like I have to take that because I don't. You know, the things that you explained, and you guys seemed like you're fully prepared to fight this. So I'll take that and make sure, because I won't pay any future ones. Make sure that that account is ended, and nothing else will be shipped, and therefore. Build.
Yes, sir. I am doing that. Let's see here. So I'm going to be refunding a $45.95, and that should be that's one refund.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then let's see. No. Let me get back down here. And then I'll be refunding $46.45.
Okay.
And those should
now what? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Those should be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Now, and what about the product? I mean, we haven't received it yet. So
the charge was for I just checked the tracking number, and it says it was delivered on April 15th. The charge is for the product that was received on April 15th.
Oh wow, I don't think we did receive that.
I'll be more than happy to reship. Yes, sir. I'll be more than happy to reship a product to you. Just hang tight with me.
Well, but how's it going to relate to this new charge? I mean, will it be adjusted?
No, sir, there will be no further charges. Let's see
okay.
here. Let me see something.
Excuse me?
Oh, I didn't say anything, sir.
No, I'm sorry. I coughed and then
excuse
me. I didn't pull the phone far away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Let's see here. I am working on the reship for you, so just bear with me for a moment. Excuse me.
No problem. What was the address it was shipped to? The one that I gave you?
Yes, sir. 42 Random Road.
Okay. Yeah, definitely never came to us.
Let's see. Also, I have a tracking number. You could give the post office a call and say, hey, this was something that I ordered and never came to me. Here's the tracking number. Can you tell me where it's at?
U.S. Mail?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It was the U.S. Post Office.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. All right, sir. I do have these products reshipped to you. And they should be on your doorstep within the next 4 to 5 business days. I'm sorry about anything. Yes, sir. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Goodbye.
What a scam, but not much we can do about it. You obviously did sign for it. They're returning half of our money.